Westlock. In an effort to get a better idea on what to focus on in the community, Westlock and District Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, is currently conducting a survey to see where they're doing well and where they can improve. While initially slated to conclude January 14, FCSS has extended the deadline for the survey to January 20 in hopes of hearing from more residents under the age of 35. Results from the survey will be made publicly available by the end of February. In addition to helping FCSS better its programming, it will also provide insight for local governments to get a better understanding of the area's concerns and stances on various issues. We are hoping the survey will help plan for better programs, services and supports for people in the community, said FCSS Director Tracy Prue. The information will help guide community organizations, government, and each of us as community members to set priorities and work to improve the quality of life for residents. Bridging the Gap tackles five topics through 37 questions including connection and belonging, health and well-being, access to supports and services, community well-being and demographic information. A survey of this kind has never been done before in our communities, and we recognize the need to focus on community supports as we continue to navigate a pandemic, said Prolux. We decided to conduct a social development strategy rather than a typical needs assessment, with the goal of the final document becoming a planning document that communities use to guide social programming and other decisions regarding the social health of our communities. So far, most respondents have been people between the ages of 35 and 64. However, Prue is hoping to get the opinions of those under 35 as well to ensure FCSS has a well-rounded document for every demographic. Spencer Kemp Boulay, townandcountrytoday.com.